Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelty can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelty?
Just send them a text.
Text CORE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text CORE to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text CORE to 200-300. That's CORE to 200-300. CORE to 200-300.
From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
721, 34 degrees, Wildcat News. Today's guest is Superintendent of Schools Jim Murray. Mr. Murray, welcome, and another snow day.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure to be here. This is my crabby side now, Pat. So okay. Hopefully the listeners out there don't feel the wrath of the anger that I have when we have these snow days. That makes it, they're probably the worst part of the job. But easy call today with a blizzard warning. It sounds like we're going to get hit pretty hard. The difficult side of it will be this evening when we drive roads late around 9 or 10 in the evening. And then we'll see what it brings in the morning, because if you remember last blizzard, the secondary roads weren't able to get done until late the next day. And truly, our buses go out at two times. If we're on time, our buses hit the road around 6:30. And if we're a late start, our buses hit the roads around 8:30. So the decisions have got to be made before those buses head out. And that puts a little time crunch on it. So worried about tomorrow more than I am about today. Today's blizzard warning, just can't do it. Tomorrow, though, we'll see what we can do.
Now, what kind of an effect does that have on the school year?
Well, it's an hours base, and so we've got to go 1,080 hours is the mandated law that students must be in school and getting instruction. So we pad our hours every year when we design the school calendar, which our school board is going to approve here at the next meeting. We put in about 1,115 hours because you know you're going to have some late starts, early dismissals, and snow days. Well, we've had kind of an exceptional winter, so we've actually gone beyond the padding, and we were about 50 hours behind. So then we start putting in makeup days. So we added March 21st, and for the first time since I've been in the district, we're now going to go to school on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday after Memorial Day. And so those of us that are a little older with some gray hair would tell you we walked uphill both ways to school, and we went to school when there was 12 inches of snow, and we went till June. So I don't know if there's any truth to any of those things,
right?
But at the same time, I don't think it's the end of the world that we go past Memorial Day. You know, kids can come to school. They're going to get that great, amazing education that we can offer, and we're going to do what's best for kids.
You'd mentioned the calendar, next year's calendar. And at the next meeting, the board is going to approve them or hopefully approve it?
Yep. The board approves the calendar. We do two actual presentations with it. One's the first and the second. And so they'll see the school calendar that we put together. We've got a committee of teachers that help us out. We've got a high school board member named Shelby Wood, and she's doing a survey to the high school students that are freshmen through juniors for next year. So try to get some good feedback that way. I'd send out a parent survey to see if we can improve it somehow for our parents and our community. And so we try to use as much input as possible to design the best calendar we can.
The board of directors, can we mention them?
Yeah, we've got an amazing board of directors. You're exactly right. I'm glad you brought that up. School board appreciation's coming up in May. I don't know if I'll be on before then, but we've got Betty Young serving in Humboldt, and Ryan Cornelius, and Jim Mertz, and Tate Saturn, and Shane Davis that serve on the Humboldt School Board. And then my other amazing school board is Kristen Olson, and Courtney Sampson, and Ashley Foth, and Kaylin Stalzer, and Emily Jensen. And then we've got Shelby Wood, who I mentioned earlier, that serves kind of as a high school liaison or high school board member. She doesn't vote, but she provides some input. And I can tell you that's when you get your bosses, I couldn't have asked for a better bunch. You know, I remember interviewing here 5 years ago, and they said, what's one of the most challenging jobs as a superintendent? Well, one, of course, is what I mentioned earlier when we got to drive roads and decide whether it's safe to go to school. That's very stressful. But the other is, you know, your bosses come up at different elections. You don't know, you're not going to have the same boss that you're going to have when you're hired. So I couldn't have asked for a better bunch. They're really supportive of our school and our teachers. And what I most appreciate them is priority one is students first. That's what we do in Humboldt Community School District and Twin Rivers Community School District.
And it shows. It shows with testing. It shows with the number of graduates every year. You do a fantastic job.
Well, I think so. Thank you. Again, my job's easy when you hire great people and they do their jobs well. You make you look good.
When it comes to staffing, some teachers will retire. Some might move on to a different opportunity. How are you situated with your current staff?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because now all of our administrators are basically doing two jobs at once. We're trying to complete this year, so we've got everyday discipline or everyday observations or the work that we do on a daily basis, and then we've got to get ready for next year. So if there's any turnover, whether we've got some staff that are retiring or staff that are leaving for better opportunities, just that turnover of staff brings opportunities to bring in some new folks. And so it's quite a process to do that. It's time. Our administrators will tell you it's time consuming when you're screening applicants and checking references and you're trying to hire the best person and organizing a committee hire. But I don't know. We just had there aren't a ton of applications out there anymore. The pools aren't as deep. But the folks that we're bringing in, I think, are going to be outstanding contributors to our staff. I really believe that. There are the shortage areas. And when you recall COVID, we came out of COVID with a shortage area with custodians and bus drivers and a couple of high school positions. And now 5 years later, every one of us is a shortage area. So we're lucky to get 10 applications for any job. But I do know this, of the 10 applications, typically there's some real talent in those 10 applications. So you don't need a ton of people applying. You just need the right people applying.
Well, good luck to you and your committee through that hiring process. Let's talk spring activities. We're turning the calendar.
Okay, we've got two amazing booster clubs in this community.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our music boosters and our activity boosters. And so our music boosters are so supportive. And I just want to mention that they've just made a generous $75,000 donation to go towards the auditorium and some band uniforms. So they're amazing. But we also got our activity boosters too. That I bring them up because they've made a huge donation towards putting a scoreboard out at the football field and complex out there. But they also helped last year. They helped us write a grant, and they received a grant, and then helped us purchase a golf simulator. So on a days like today and tomorrow, if it's safe for students to drive in Iowa, they can practice inside, which is important. So we've got golf coming up and track coming up and all of our amazing activities. The play is going to be amazing. If you come in and watch any student play, outstanding effort with that. Love those school activities. That's what keeps me going. So, yeah.
And how's the work and fundraising going for the auditorium?
Good. I would say I wish we'd sold more seats. We sold about 225 seats to individuals. I was hoping for a little bit more, but I understand. In this economy, people need to do the best they can for themselves. So our businesses and our community organizations actually exceeded expectations. So overall, the project should cost around $800,000. We successfully fundraised $350,000-$400,000 of that. And so we're proceeding with the project. We may have to just adjust a couple other projects. We won't skimp on any area inside that auditorium. But we may make some different choices with carpeting and ceilings and some lighting out in the lobby. And we may not be able to get as far as we wanted outside the auditorium and the entry with some parking and sidewalks and stuff like that. We'll do the best we can. But, you know, if we make some cuts, you know, we've done some amazing facility projects, and we really haven't cut any of them or reduced any of them or skimped anywhere, at least that people can find or see. And so I think it's going to be amazing. It should be done around October 1st.
Nice. It's like remodeling your home. You don't have to do it all at once. Just have a plan. And if you need to get to some other things a little bit later, you put together your priority list. And that's the way I picture it. But I know it is quite an extensive remodel. Well,
you're exactly right, Pat, though. Everything in the school is just a larger scale of what we do with our homes. We operate with a budget. You operate with a budget. And so you do the best you can with the budget you have. And with projects, you operate too with what you can have the resources to get done. And then you do those very well. And then sometimes you have to phase out a couple of things. So we might have to phase out a couple of things on the exterior of the auditorium.
Well, everybody be safe. Our guest today on Wildcat News, Superintendent of Schools, Mr. Jim Murray. Anything else that we're missing?
Oh, you high school students and seniors, you're dancing a jig right now because you don't need to make these days up or this time. So our seniors are in a great mood. And I would say this to our high school students. You know, you get a snow day. The reason we have it is it's too dangerous to drive to school. So I hope all of our high school kids stay home too and don't go out and just be safe.
Just be safe. Thank you kindly. Wildcat News is brought to you by Northwest Bank here on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.
Are you looking for a new home or considering refinancing your mortgage? Hi, this is Donnell Scow, mortgage banker at Northwest Bank in Humboldt.